The Gemara Masechtah Katan, Daf Ches Amud Beis, the Mishnah teaches us, Ein Nois and Noshim Amoyed, one may marry a woman on Chol Amoyed, and as the Mepharshim point out, our Mishnah is only speaking about Shabbos and Yontif. Our Mishnah is only speaking about Chol Amoyed. Our Mishnah is not speaking about Shabbos and Yontif, because in Shabbos and Yontif, certainly one may not get married, because as the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Beis, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, that on Shabbos for Yontif, getting married is like making a kinyan, and making a kinyan is usur on Shabbos and Yontif. We're only speaking about Chol Amoed. Teaches us the Mishnah that one may not get married on Chol Amoed, loy besulos, loy amonos, not whether he's marrying a besulo or a almona. V'loy miyabim, you may not do yibum, v'nei shesimcha hiloy. All of these situations are considered a simcha. Avamachsa grush osoy, the halacha is one can remarry his divorcee. And as Tosfos immediately points out, that it's only the only time machzor grushasoi is permitted is if they already had nisuin, they were completely married, and therefore getting remarried doesn't represent such a high level of simcha, and therefore they could get married on Chol Amoed. But if it was a machzor grushasoi from erusin, that would be usur, because that also represents a high level of simcha. The Gemara begins immediately with asking a question, an obvious question. V'ki simcha hiloy, the Mishnah says that one may not get married in Chol Amoed because it represents a simcha. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. On the contrary, getting married, if that represents a simcha, Chol Amoed is the time for simcha. So why does the Mishnah say that we're not allowed to get married in Chol Amoed? If anything, we should be allowed to get married on Chol Amoed, since it represents a simcha. So the Gemara gives four explanations in understanding the din of the Mishnah, why one may not get married on Chol Amoed. And we begin. The first reason, says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yishiya, V'amri Lo, another says, Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Chanina, B'fi She'ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. One can't mix two simchas together. And there's a very fundamental Machloikas Rishonim. Why is there a halacha of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? Rashi says, Kleimer, Be'inan the Lismach B'Simchas Moyed L'Chudei, we want you to only have Simchas Yontif. We don't want you to have any other Simchas. Tosfos, says Machloikas, how to learn Tosfos, but Tosfos seems to learn that the reason is because just like we have halacha throughout Shas, ein oisim mitzvos, chavilois, we're not allowed to bunch together mitzvos. Getting married on Chol Amoed is in the category of ein oisim chavilois. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a tshuva, asks a question. If indeed Rashi is not learning that the reason for this Isser is because Ein Oysa Mitzvah Chavilas is Ein Oysa Mitzvah Chavilas, it's a whole new din, so why indeed, asks Rav Moshe, does the Gemara not quote the halacha of Ein Oysa Mitzvah Chavilas as a reason for not being allowed to get married on Chol Amoed? As a reason for not getting married on Chol Amoed. So, some suggest, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says, that Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha means that when a person is having two simchas, no one simcha could be complete, because I only could do one thing at a time. I only could concentrate on one thing at a time. And therefore, that's the concept of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. In other words, the way I understand what the Mukhi Yosef means to say is Ein Oysa Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas is a concept in how to fulfill a mitzvah. Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha is not directed to the act of the mitzvah. Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha is directed to the mindset in doing the mitzvah. And therefore, they're two separate halachas. The Shaul's Tshuvas Maril Diskin says different. That the din of Ein Oysa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas is only by mitzvahs d'oraisa, not by mitzvahs d'rabbanan. This halacha of not getting married in Chol HaMoed, he holds, is a d'rabbanan, and therefore, it's not a problem. Rav Moshe, in the tshuva is in Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Pei Tes, says a different pshat, a beautiful pshat. He says, why indeed is the halacha in Oysa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? The halacha is that in Oysa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, because a person, when he does a mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas, he can't do either mitzvah with the full simcha. However, when we're talking about Simchas Yontif, when we're talking about getting married, since there it is mitzvahs that represent the highest level of simcha, since there we're talking about mitzvahs that represent the highest level of simcha, the halacha is that there is no problem of Ein Oysa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. As the Gemara on Daf Tes Amun Aleph teaches us, from where do we know the halacha of Ein Oysa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? We know it from the Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech made, that the Pasuk says, V'yash Shlomo Beis Ahi Asachag V'chol Yisrael Imoy Kahal Godl Milvoy Chamos Anachu Mitzrayim L'fnei Hashem Elokeinu Shivas Yomim V'shivas Yomim Abo Asayoyim. And as the Gemara explains, why didn't they make the Simcha at the same time? Why did they make that they should have a separate simcha for Chanukas HaMizbeach, another Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdash, and another simcha for Sukkot? Because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. For as the Mefarshim explain, if we didn't have the problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, certainly they would have made it all together. Why? For two reasons I saw the Mefarshim explain. One reason the Mefarshim explain is because, as the Gemara explains in great detail, that year they ate on Yom Kippur. If Shlomo HaMelech could have had a way to avoid fast eating on Yom Kippur, he certainly would have done that. Obviously, Shlomo HaMelech saw no other option rather than making two separate simchas, because Ein Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Another pshat that I saw the Mefarshim suggest is that Shlomo HaMelech, they for 14 days, they were celebrating Yerushalayim. During those 14 days they were celebrating Yerushalayim, they weren't home, they weren't working. Shlomo HaMelech certainly wouldn't have kept them away from home, kept them away from their jobs for 14 days if he had any other option. However, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi that gives a different reason for how we know that Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The famous episode with Yaakov and Lavan, the first marriage that took place in the Torah, but Yaakov's marriage, where Yaakov was supposed to marry Rachel, we all know the story, but instead he married Leah, and then Lavan said to him, Malei Shvuah Zayis, you have to wait a week. So from here we see that there has to be Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So Mepharshim ask a question that we have a rule, and actually the Gemara later in our Masechta, the Rishonim later in our Masechta speak about this rule, that we don't learn a halacha from Kodem Matan Torah. So the question is, here we're learning this halacha of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha from a pasuk according to Rishalmi from before Matan Torah. So Chasam Sofer says that indeed is the machloikis, says the Chasam Sofer, of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that we can't learn from an episode that happened before Matan Torah, and therefore we have to learn from Shlomo HaMelech. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, learns that we can learn from something that happened before Matan Torah. And since we can learn from something that happened before Matan Torah, the halacha is that we need to learn from Shlomo HaMelech that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. I saw that the Lubavitcher Rebbe discusses this question as well, that how come how could the Yerushalmi indeed learn from the episode of Yaakov Avinu, if Yaakov Avinu was something that happened before Matan Torah? So he says a very important yesod. He says, and we mentioned this a moment ago, he says, what is the reason for Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? The reason for Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha is because it's a mindset that a person cannot mix two simchas together. So he says, when we speak about what is considered a mitzvah versus what is not considered a mitzvah, so there we could say there's a difference between before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael weren't even really considered B'nai Yisrael. But when we speak about, he says, Simcha, when we speak about a mood, that has nothing to do with Matan Torah. And therefore, this Kalocha could be learned from even before Matan Torah. I did see a very interesting pshat, that actually, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi complement each other. Because our Gemara, as we just quoted a moment ago, says that how do we know Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? Because we learn it from Shlomo HaMelech. First he had 7 days of the Simcha of Chanukah Beis HaMikdash. Then he had 7 days of the Simcha of Sukkos. So Farshim asked, where did Shlomo HaMelech know that when you have a Simcha, it's supposed to last 7 days? That he needed 7 days for the Simcha of the Chanukah Hamizbeis HaMikdash. So Mepharshim so explain, because Shlomo HaMelech learned it from Yaakov Avinu, where it says, Malei Shvuah Zayis. So say to Mepharshim, it's not that Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara doesn't rely at all on this Vart, because on the contrary, this Vart of this pasuk of Malei Shvuah Zayis was the source how Shlomo HaMelech knew that he has to have a simcha of 7 days. Rabbi Rav Huna gives a different reason. Neshimneach simcha seregel, because the person is avoiding simcha seregel, v'aisik b'simcha seshtoi. And says the Gemara, Amalei Ba'il Rav Yosef, ha the Rabbi Rav Huna, this statement the Rabbi Rav Huna made, really the Rav Hu, is the opinion of Rav. How do we know that one may not get married on Cholamoid, Shinemar, Vesamachta Bechagecha, Bechagecha Veloy Beishtacha. Ulama, Ula gives a third reason why we may not get married in a Cholamoid. Nay, Tairich. If one is getting married in Cholamoid, he's going to have to expend a lot of effort and energy in preparing the wedding. And as we've learned in this Masechta over and over again, Chol HaMoed, one is not allowed to be matriach himself. So if one is going to get married in Chol HaMoed, he will be matriach himself when the halacha is that one may not be matriach himself on Chol HaMoed. The fourth reason, says the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, and they bittul pir v'yirya. If people are going to be allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, you're going to find that many people are going to wait to get married on Chol HaMoed. Because on Chol HaMoed, on Yom Tov, people make sudas anyway. So if a person could get married on Chol HaMoed, he'll say, you know what? I'll wait for Chol HaMoed. I'm making a suda anyway. Since I'm making a suda anyway, I'll, at that time, get married. And we don't want people to delay getting married because of concern of peer review. And as Tysus points out, the Rishonim point out, even if we're referring to an individual who already has children, so there's no concern of peer review, there's still a reason, there's no concern of peer review, they already was Mekayim the Mitzvah. Since the Gemara teaches in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis teaches us that the pasuk says in Koheles, "Beboika zarah zarecha ul'arav al tanach yadecha," that even if a person already has Baruch Hashem children, he should still continue having children. So that's why we don't want to do anything that will prevent the person from having children, and therefore we don't allow wedding to take place on Chol HaMoed. So all the Rishonim have the obvious question. Our Gemara has offered no less than four reasons why Ein Noisim Noshim B'Moed. And the question that the Mefarshim ask, what is the Nafka Mina between all of these reasons? So some say, actually, Tosfos and Masechta Ksubos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaskil, the Masala, says that certainly the drasha, the halacha of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and the halacha of Samachta B'Chagecha V'loy B'Ishtecha, are really one and the same reasoning. And we'll actually have a raya to this from the Rambam in a moment, or maybe in the next year. Rashi, here on the Rif, doesn't take this approach. He says that if we learn Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, then every Simcha is Osir on Chol HaMoed. If, however, we learn the Limud is B'Chagecha V'Loy B'Ishtecha, then only Simcha of getting married would be Osir on Chol HaMoed. Any other simcha would be mutter. And this has very strong relevance lahalacha. Can you make, as Tosfos here discusses, Mitzvah, hopefully we still will discuss, can you make other simchas on Chol HaMoed? The Nemuki Yosef takes a different approach. The Nemuki Yosef says that the nafkamina between the tamim is because according to the reason of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, it has nothing to do with Simchas HaRegel. He says, if you're going to get married on Chol HaMoed, it's also because it detracts from that Simcha. On the other hand, if the reason is V'Chagecha V'Loy B'Ishtecha, again, it's only regarding getting married. It has nothing to do with Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It has nothing to do with the halacha of Ma'avim Simcha B'Simcha. Actually, I saw another very interesting nafkamina, and it has very serious repercussions, la'alocha l'maisa. We've said earlier in our shir that there's a machloikas, it seems, between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. How do we know that Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? The Yerushalmi learns it from the Pasuk of Malei Shvu Zois. The Bavli learns it from Shlomo HaMelech. So, if we learn the Pasuk of the Yerushalmi, so it's not just the wedding that may not take place during Chol HaMoed, but even Sheva Brachas. Because, in fact, where do we learn this entire halacha from? We don't learn it from the actual wedding. We learned that Lavan told Yaakov, Malei Shvu Zois, wait till the week is up, and only when the week is up and you finish the Sheva Brachas, the halacha is that you could get married to Rachel. And in fact, I saw that the Paiskim say that this has very significant relevance, la'alocha l'maisa. Because even though there are Paiskim, and we've discussed this in the Sechta Tainus, that discuss, may one get married on Shiva Osa B'Tamiz at night? Does Shiva Osa B'Tamiz begin at the night of, the Shiva Osa B'Tamiz begin already at the night, the 3 weeks already begin the night of Shiva Osa B'Tamiz? Or do 3 weeks begin only in the morning when the fast begins? Ramosha, very famous tshuva for Ramosha, Ramosha is Mekel. Most Paiskim are Machmer. So, however, and this is extremely common, many people get married in the nights before Shavas V'Tamuz. If anything, it's a very serious wedding season. But if you're going to get married in the last couple of nights before Shavas V'Tamuz, your Sheva Brachas are going to come out during the 3 weeks. And the question is, are Sheva Brachas doicha the 3 weeks? So actually, from a Gemara in the block before, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, there's a raya that Sheva Brachas are deraisa. Because the Gemara says, that if a person develops simonim of tsaras during his Sheva Brachas, the Kohen should not declare him a mitzvah. Let him finish his Sheva Brachas. If Sheva Brachas weren't a deraisa, so why do we have such a halacha? But I did see that the Mefarshim say that this is actually not really a compelling raya. Why is it not really a compelling raya? So I saw the Mefarshim explain, because even if we'll say that Sheva Brachas are the Rabbonim, the Rabbanan still have a right to tell the Kohen, don't declare this individual a mitzvah in order that he should fulfill his mitzvah, the Rabbanan Sheva Brachas. That's why it's not a compelling raya. But our Gemara, if we learn it from Malei Shvu Zois, that Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and we see that a Simcha does not only mean the wedding, but a Simcha seems to mean, if we learn like the Yerushalmi, even the Sheva Brachas. So we have a raya that Sheva Brachas are a deraisa, and therefore, if someone got married before Shavas B'Tamiz, and a Sheva Brachas falls during the 3 weeks, one could celebrate them in a regular fashion. In fact, I saw that the Shalos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Vav Simen Kuf Tes, quotes Reb Moshe, and he agrees with Reb Moshe that one could make a regular Sheva Brachas if one got married before the 3 weeks and the Sheva Brachas is still during the 3 weeks. In the Me'adim V'Zmanim, says you should make a regular Sheva Brachas, but it should not be on the same level of Simcha as a Sheva Brachas that's not during the 3 weeks.